Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO, we're doing trench coat season today for our last time for the semester.
So sad. But trench coat season will be continuing.
Oh yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do it before work from 8 to 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so our theme for today is...
the songs that we like.
Yeah, and like songs that like will remind us of this year. Like, because, like, they meant something to us, or, like, because they were popular.
And we also have a mystery guest who wants to not be revealed.
Oh, yeah, we have an anonymous guest. If you want to call in and guess who it is, you could totally do that. Should we give them some, we should give them three hints.
A little shy.
A little shy. They may or may not be one of the same majors as I am. And the third one is that they live in Carmichael Hall. So, if you can guess who, you should call the station. And I don't really know how you can do that, but just Google our phone number.
There is a number. Wait, I know what it is. It's 855-915-WMFO. Pretty easy.
All right, let's get started with the music.
Do all. waking up alone.
The call and the submarine run the world with.
Ready? Okay. You guys can all talk. Hello!
Welcome back to our show. We just got 3 new guests. The other guest still wishes to remain anonymous. But
yeah.
All other guests, introduce yourselves. Wait, is the mic on?
Yeah, they're all on.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Silent Disco Rave Gangster. Tell us about yourself. Well, they also call me Grandma. And I really like chocolate croissants. Hmm. I wonder why you thought of that. Maybe they were in carb today. I wonder why.
I'm Andrew. And I really like my friends ditching on me after eating a lot of chocolate croissants.
I'm Ben.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to listen to some music and then maybe play a fun game.
Yeah, if we can think of anything.
All right.
He held me in his arms, and he taught me to
Hello again.
Hi.
Okay, we're playing a game.
The game is called Over Under, and we're gonna say some things, and all our guests are going to share their highly controversial opinions about said things.
Yeah, we're gonna try to keep the violence out of this.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Parm French fries. What is the opinion?
Which underrated
Parm French fries are we talking about?
The
definitely depends on the
crinkle cut fries.
Overrated.
I think they're underrated. I think these are the best potatoes.
They're their oiliest fries.
No, the shoestring fries are the best.
Yeah. No, their spicy fries are the best.
Definitely.
The hash browns?
That's the seasoning, though. Ooh.
The hash browns are really good.
No. The spicy fries win.
I like the shredded potato things.
Oh, those are good. The shredded browns in the morning. No, the shredded ones.
It's just like all like, I don't know.
Those are good. It's like a pile of mush.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I really like potatoes.
Okay. Now you come up with one.
Oh, no. Davis Square. Overrated or underrated?
I think underrated.
I agree with that.
I think overrated.
I think there's a lot of good places there that no one just goes to at all.
Example?
Well, I don't go there at all, so I
don't
know.
Oh, shit. That's true.
I feel like, what?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, why'd you cover your face?
I'm just saying that it's overrated.
That's because you're from Portland. Okay. You're like you're from like a city.
So much shade.
No, I'm just saying you're like from a city. So like for me, this is a lot. But like for you, it's not a lot.
You're making some good arguments here.
Thank you. English is my major.
What about sweatpants?
Underrated. I'm wearing them right now. Please don't shit on them. Okay.
I think overrated. They're so overrated. There's so many like designer sweatpants now.
Yeah, there's like
so much that's unnecessary. And
okay, but sweatpants
are. Think about how comfy they are.
They are. I have so many arguments.
It's rated poorly. It's not like people don't rate it highly enough. I feel like people love them.
But you couldn't wear sweatpants to work, which means that they're underrated.
Wait, I have a really controversial subject.
Okay.
I have a really controversial one. If you guys are prepared. Tufts University as a whole.
Ooh. Underrated, because no one from home knows it.
Yeah, underrated by the general American public.
Yeah, I would agree.
Super controversial.
I'd say overrated.
By the people who go here, just in general.
By the people who go here.
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that.
Especially the freshmen.
We were that a year ago.
Yep. That was talking about myself.
Talking about myself. All right. Do you want to keep going? We're going to try this again. Probably not. Okay, you ready?
Tied up to a heart of stone. to a microphone. I burned the bridge, so I won't find my way home.
Push up against me, oh, she tips me.
Hello! We're back with the PSA.
The PSA is about to be read in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This looks so cool.
PSA, aka public service announcement, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, that's what a PSA is. Okay, we're going to talk about numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption, which is so relevant because we just took a linear algebra exam today. Thank you, Alex. I mean, thank you. Okay, never mind.
Professionals here at WMFL.
I could do this. Okay. No.
Numbers to think about. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol.
Oh my god. Wait, guys. Oh, could you go? Number one.
Stop! It's wrong! Yes, well, 30% of American adults don't drink at all. And another 30% average less than 1 drink a week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, guys, guess who's listening to our show?
Who?
You have 5 guesses.
Linda Cameron.
No.
Your best friend from home.
She better be, because I told her to give her a shout-out.
Monica.
She's not listening yet. No. Y'all have one more guess. I'll give you a hint. A raccoon?
Justine!
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Justine!
Hi, Justine!
She texted me, what is this? At our show. This is our show where we express our feelings, and they're scattered because that's how we feel. And she also says hi back at us.
Are you crying?
Huh?
Are you crying?
No.
Like
I'm so excited.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Justine is in Korea, and where she is thinking about the numbers you just read, and she's filming for her YouTube channel.
Give us a sneak peek of what you're making next.
You almost said something wrong. Okay, let's see if she comes up with a reply.
Justine, you should call in.
Yes.
I think she's really busy thinking about these numbers because she's not typing anymore.
Okay. While she thinks
we're going to play a song. That's a good idea. Okay.
We don't have to rush when you're don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it gets set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
Figure Homies, demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when the fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the rain. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones, amber rose. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feel it? I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you.
It's only awkward if you're fucking in tune.
Playing a record
that may or may not work, really that may or may not be by someone who's also from Jersey.
Yeah.
The end.
Wrap your